Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Welcome to our Supernatural Friday podcast. Pastor Tim Carstadner, Christian Center, Shreveport, doing our favorite podcast of the week. We find supernatural testimonies or stories that help us move forward in this hour. And today we got one of the gentlemen who had an encounter with these angels who are coming to the earth to bring transformation. All right, let's listen in. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Welcome. So glad you join us here on this Friday, the 29th of March, 2024. We have a testimony today, a good one. I saw angelic encounters coming to help us on there. It's a little bit longer, so I'm going to get to it right now. Let's listen in.
Hey guys, Jeremy Nelson here with Elisha Revolution, and I want to tell you some supernatural testimonies. So first of all, I want to talk to you about an encounter that I had just this last month on Yom Kippur. And, you know, God gave me a visitation of the Lord and showed me some things that are coming for the next season. And I'm excited about it because I really believe that we're going to need divine intervention. I believe we're going to need heaven's help, that God wants to release the angelic realm. In fact, you know, I was praying on Yom Kippur and I went into an open vision and I saw thousands of angels being released from the throne. And when I saw them, it was amazing. They actually had all of these mantles that they were bringing down to the earth to be released to people who were following Jesus, who are hungry, who are going after the purposes of God. And I knew that these mantles were like forerunning mantles that were to release something special on those that would receive them. And in fact, the mantles looked very interesting. They were like blueprints. As I looked at them, it was like blueprints on the backside of these mantles. And in the inside of the mantle, there was a scripture. It was John 5:19. And I knew that, you know, that had to do with intimacy with God. It says in John 5:19 that Jesus only did the things that he saw his Father doing. And so I knew that it had to do with seeing in the Spirit. It had to do with revelation. It had to do with hearing the Father's voice. And God began to speak to me. And he said, son, the days that are coming in the world, there is going to be a need for divine intelligence. There's going to be a need for wisdom and for understanding and for ideas and creativity that's going to have to come forth, because the places where the world is going today, the world has never been before. And so God began to speak to me and he said, Jeremy, just like, you know, in the book of Daniel, he said, I raise up Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, and Daniel, and they were anointed with wisdom 10 times greater than all of the sorcerers and the magicians and all of the soothsayers of their day. And Daniel especially had a supernatural anointing to understand all dreams, visions, spiritual enigmas, everything of the realm of the spirit when it came to language. He was anointed to understand. And so what the Lord was showing me was that he was about to release divine intelligence and wisdom to many in the church that are hungry, and that the angels of heaven are on assignment right now to release these mantles from the throne. And I'm telling you right now that some of you that are watching, you're going to be the recipients of these mantles, because God is about to do new things. He's about to birth things in the earth that have not been done before. But what we need, though, is we need new disruptive ideas. And when I say that, think about technology. I mean, if you think about disruptive technologies, think about on your phone, there are now apps that will deliver food straight to your house. You don't have to drive and go get it anymore. It can come to you. I mean, no, that's a disruptive technology. It made something easier. It made something more available. God wants to give us revelation like that, so that the things of the kingdom can be more readily available. And I believe that, you know, as we seek Jesus and as we seek the Father, that John 5:19 scripture that I saw inside the mantle. You know, if you read John chapter 5, it's where Jesus prays for the man at the pool of Bethesda, and he's healed for, 30 plus years of being, crippled. And what's amazing is Jesus, the healer, walks up to him and says, "Hey, how would you like to be healed?" And the first thing out of the man's mouth is, "Well, I have nobody to help me and to put me into the waters when they're stirred." And I want to just say this, is that we can't have a victim mentality and expect the blessings of heaven to flow. But you know what? Jesus had mercy on him anyway. He prayed for him. He got healed. And when he got healed, you guys, the Pharisees freaked out. They didn't like it. They got upset and they said to Jesus, "By whose authority are you doing these things?" And he said to him, he said, "My Father has been working and I've been working with him until now." And he went on and he said, "I only do what I see the Father doing and the Son does in like manner." And so listen, what I believe God wants to do is he wants to release mantles of the Holy Ghost that are going to bring divine strategies, wisdom, direction, understanding. It's going to birth ideas. Creativity for impacting people on the earth, but also so that we can see another move of God ushered in. And so listen, many of you are going to receive those mantles today. In fact, I want to pray for you to receive that realm. But the greatest portion is intimacy. It's knowing God more. It's walking with Jesus, talking with him, knowing his heart, knowing the Father, and partnering with the Holy Spirit to release great exploits on the earth. And so, Father, I just thank you. For those that are watching right now, we just decree in the name of Jesus a release of these angelic hosts of heaven. We decree the release of these mantles, Lord God, of wisdom and strategy. Lord, the blueprints of heaven, God, I thank you that even as Moses went onto the mountain with you, got in the fire for 40 days and 40 nights, and he came out of that realm, you told him, build the ark according to the pattern, according to the blueprint that I've given you. You told Noah the same thing, build according to the pattern or the blueprint. Listen, I feel like there are blueprints and patterns that God wants to release. There's creativity and ideas that are going to come from heaven. Some of you are going to get book ideas. Some of you are going to get music ideas. Some of you are going to get business ideas. Others, you might get technological ideas that open up the heavens and cause finances to be released into what you're doing. Others of you, you may have creative ideas that birth things that have never been seen on the earth. Who knows? God can give the cure to sickness and disease to people. He can open up the heavens and give revelations so that we can step in to the things that need to come to actually change the world. And so, Father, we release those things over the viewers right now in Jesus' name. We thank you. You're mantling people that God, just like Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, you're going to raise up a generation who are 10 times more wise than all of the people you see on CNN and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. But Lord, they're going to carry revelation from the throne and from the Father that changes the game in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, the second visitation that I want to share with you was something that happened to me in Zimbabwe. I was, setting up to do a crusade, and we were about to host around 60,000 people that night. And the Lord told me, he said, "I want you to come with me and be in prayer." And as I began to pray and as I began to worship and I began to enter into the presence of God, I went to an open vision and I saw the Lord. I saw Jesus, and he was beautiful. He was dressed in robes of light. I mean, the most beautiful, brilliant, stunning white that I've ever seen, like pure light that was coming. And there was also mixed in with blues and all these colors that are even kind of hard to describe, but it was literally, he was clothed in light. And he walked up to me and he handed me a scroll. And when I opened up the scroll, it said Isaiah 60 on the top of it. And it said, "Arise and shine." And Isaiah 60 says this, it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And when deep darkness covers the earth and the people, God's glory will be seen." And, you know, as I had this encounter, I was overwhelmed. I was just so thankful that God would visit me in this way. And I started praying about it, and God began to speak to me. And he said, "Jeremy," he said, "there is about to come on the earth gross darkness." He said there's going to be stuff that the enemy stirs up in the areas of wars and pestilence and sickness and all these things. And we've been seeing that with all the stuff that's been happening in the world events, with the Ukraine, with the things that are happening in Israel, with COVID-19, even the past few years. And, the Lord said to me, he said, if people aren't careful, they'll get all their eyes focused on darkness and they'll miss what I'm about to do in the light. Because here's the deal, when gross darkness covers the earth and the people, God's glory will be seen upon the church. And you know, we have been experiencing this. In fact, this year alone, we've seen 1.4 million decisions for Christ. That, people, or 1.4 million decisions for Jesus, where people have come to the Lord, Muslims, giving their hearts to Jesus for the first time. And you know what? It's happening at the same time as wars are breaking out. It's been happening at the same time as sickness hit. You know, people told us a couple years back when COVID hit, you can't go to the nations. You can't, preach the gospel because it's too dangerous. And you know what? We didn't listen. We just went to the nations that had Christian presidents that were or open doors. They didn't have COVID restrictions that said we couldn't gather masses, and we did crusades. And we've seen 3.4 million decisions for Christ in the midst of gross darkness on the earth. And we've seen 8 people raised from the dead in the last year, on our team and with the teams that go with us to the nations. And so at the same time as wars and destruction, and at the same time as even in our nation here, one of the words that the Lord has given me even for this next season is that we're going to see riots turn to revivals. And I'm telling you that where there's gross darkness and people are demonstrating and people are, out and about and they're rioting and doing stuff. And even where we've seen cities on fire and things that have happened, listen, don't get only focused on the darkness or you'll have hopelessness. You know, you won't sleep at night. You won't have peace. I'm telling you, God is moving. And not only is he moving, but he wants to move more. You know, we've been hosting revival for almost 8 years now, and we have seen more in revival now than we have in the past 8 years. In fact, around 2020, when COVID hit and everything got shut down, we actually saw a multiplication of people coming out, more miracles, more souls, more power that is flowing. I mean, some of the stuff that we've seen with cancers being healed and, sickness and disease. I mean, we've seen more since that time than we ever did even before. And we have more people attending our meetings, since that time than ever before. And so when gross darkness comes, great light will be shown. And I'm telling you that we're moving into the season where God wants to visit people and he wants to release his anointing and his power, but he's looking for those that are hungry. And we have to understand there is a great tension between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness, but we're about to see the Lord arise and shine on an entire generation. And we're about to see one of the greatest wealth transfers, as well as one of the greatest releases of power and resurrection life, I believe, that we've ever seen in the church. And it's not just going to be with superstars and people behind pulpits. Come on, God is about to do this thing with an entire generation. In fact, out of the 8 people, out of the 8 resurrections from the dead, I saw one, my wife saw one in our ministry over the last year, but the other 6 were actually, just our team, people that go to the outpouring and come to our services or go to on the mission trips with us. And they saw resurrections from the dead, just like we saw resurrections from the dead. And I think it's a prototype of what's going to happen. In fact, my personal assistant, my PA that does my administration, she saw 2 people raised from the dead. So I joke around, tell people all the time. I say, hey, listen, have my administrator pray for you because she's more anointed than me. She saw 2 people raised from the dead. I only saw 1. But I believe this is how we're going to see souls and the harvest come in this last season in the end days, is we're going to see a great generation arise that knows who their God is and does great exploits. And like Daniel, come on, they're going to have an understanding of the times and the seasons of God. They're going to have an anointing of revelation, and they're going to see the power of God manifest wherever they go. And so listen, I want to pray for you. Father, I thank you for those that are watching online. I thank you, God, that you're going to raise up business people. You're going to raise up the artisans, Lord, people that have an anointing of creativity. Lord, even those that are playing sports and those that would influence other arenas outside the church. Lord, I thank you, God, that, Lord, you anoint people with that Isaiah 60 anointing. Lord, I thank you for your preachers and for your apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers that are going to rise up and equip the saints to do the work of the ministry, Lord. Raise up a leadership that's glory-minded, that, Lord, sees the tension of darkness, but also light, who doesn't deny the suffering and all the stuff that's happening on the earth, but those that will press into God, grab a hold of the anointing, and bring revival and see that darkness impacted, that Jesus would receive the fullness of the reward for his sufferings. So, Lord, release that realm of greater glory today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
What a lovely God you are. Flaming beauty.
Well, thanks for joining us today, each and every day, here on our daily podcast, here on this app, whichever one you're listening to. Please continue to share this with your friends and let them know what we are doing on these podcasts. Don't forget, we're entering the feast season, so pay attention to all our platforms, whether it's YouTube, Facebook, our website. We try to really engage during this season, a very important time. Thank you for your giving and standing with us in this hour. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.